Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business. And some of those strategies are your marketing strategies, right? Because we know that no matter what type of business you're in, that you need to understand marketing and you need to implement marketing in your business. And as we discussed earlier on as well, there are so many different types of marketing strategies for you to choose from. You do not have to choose all. You need to figure out what strategy will make sense for you based on your goal, based on your ideal clients, based on your tools, and based on your resources, right? That is how you determine which strategy makes sense for you, right? So it's not a one size fits all because you're seeing somebody doing a whole set of reels or TikToks, or you're seeing people on Twitter. That may not be where you need to be. It depends on where your audience is. It depends on what your focus is. It depends on your own goals for your business. And that is really going to determine what your strategy is. So we know that, right? We've spoken about that at length, and we know that marketing is important. But one thing that really struck me today in our conversation, and I want to make sure to reiterate this to each and every one of you that is listening, is that when you're thinking about your marketing, you have to understand that marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I know you've heard me say that many times, and I know you've heard other coaches and marketing specialists and brand specialists say this to you many, many times. Marketing is not a sprint, it is a marathon. What that simply means is that when you are implementing your marketing, right, more than likely you're not going to get the results immediately. Most times when you get immediate results is because you may have spent some money on some ads or something like that. But especially if you are dependent on organic marketing. Yeah, and organic marketing means marketing where you're not spending money on ads, where you are utilizing conversations and these different social media platforms and email marketing and web marketing and video marketing. You're not spending money on ads. That is organic marketing, right? And using your own stories and your own voice and that kind of thing, right? The results that you get come over time, right? Any business, that is how it usually is. You have to be patient, but be consistent in your delivery of your content, your valuable content, and your messaging to get you to where you want, right? If you are now launching for the very first time, right? I mean, really manage your expectations. More than likely, you're not going to make $100,000 the first time you step out the door. It just does not work like that, right? And this is not to dissuade you from implementing your marketing, but really just to remind you how it actually works. And the other thing, besides it not being a sprint, is that marketing, the crux of your marketing, is about your testing. Right? Marketing is about testing your market to see what works. So even if you decide, okay, my ideal clients are on Instagram, or my ideal clients are on Facebook, you have decided those are the platforms you want to use, and you're posting valuable content, but you're not getting the type of traction that you want. Your marketing is also about testing. How are you testing the platform? Are you looking at your analytics and your insight and testing different times of the day? Are you testing different types of content? Are you testing different types of videos? Are you testing the different tools that are available to you? Because it's not just about, okay, I've made a decision to go on Facebook, and once I post every day on Facebook, I'm going to get the results that I want. No, right? Because Facebook has, so as well as Instagram, has so many moving parts to it. So you have to test it out, right? Have I used videos? Have I used stories? Have I used reels? Have I used poll questions? Have I used, you know what I mean? Have I utilized all of the tools consistently over a period of time to really make a good assessment of what my audience responds to and what will give me the best results? You understand, guys? Your marketing is also about testing your audience, testing what can work. Because two people can be in the exact same field and their marketing is different, right? One person can really, really excel if they are doing a lot of memes and you know, and really dynamic visuals, and that might not work for somebody else, right? What might work for them is videos. But for you to determine what works, you have to test it out, guys, right? That's why I say to you all, create your content buckets and test out the different kinds of content, share different things with your audience, right? Even if it's the same thing that you're selling, you don't want to just create a beautiful image in Canva and share that image over and over. If you are promoting a product or a service, you want to share that video. You also want to share that image, you also want to do videos, you also want to ask questions, you want to engage your audience in different ways. And after you've done that a few times, then you can figure out, okay, what does my audience respond to? Because another reason that your audience may not be responding is that you don't have the right people on your page. You don't have the right people following you. And that's another huge issue. If you don't have the right people following you, you don't have the right people in your email list, you don't have the right people on your social media feeds, then you're not going to get the sales. And that is what marketing is all about. Understanding how all of those parts work together to get you to where you want to be. Guys, you understand that? Does that make sense? Tell me in the comments if that makes sense. So it's also about testing. Testing the tools, testing the resources that you do have, testing the way that you speak to your audience, testing your captions, testing different types of visuals, right? Because people respond to different fonts, people respond to different colors, people respond to different calls to actions. You have to test those things out. If you have decided that, you know, you want to utilize email marketing as one of your high level marketing strategies, right? Again, because you start to send emails this week doesn't mean you're going to have a high turnover, because your audience has to get accustomed getting those valuable emails from you. And with your emails, you have to take certain things into consideration, right? Look at your analytics. Am I sending those emails on the right days? Am I sending those emails at the right times? Are my subject headlines that I'm putting in the email, are they enticing enough to wow my audience to open those emails in the first instance, right? What is my usual open rate? We know that 20%, 20 to 22% is the average open rate. What is my usual open rate? Am I getting over 20% or am I getting less than 20%? And if I'm getting over 20% and people are still not buying from me, then let me look at what is my call to action in the emails. Am I making it easy for them to buy from me once I share information in the emails? Is it just a click of a button, or do they have to jump through hoops in order to get the thing that I am giving, whether it's free or whether it's paid, right? So guys, it is all about testing. I always tell my clients, I mean, I had this conversation with a client just yesterday, you know, you have to test things out. You have to test at least 60 to 90 days, and then you would see the results, because it does not happen overnight. And yes, I know it is an investment in your business. And some of you might be holding your head and saying, oh my God, I've already spent $500 and I'm not seeing the return on my investment. But I am telling you, stay consistent. Test it out. Move things around. If you've been doing something or putting something out for the last 2 weeks and you're not getting the results, change something about it. Change the subject headline, change the call to action, change the color, change the time, change the date, change the tool, because marketing is about testing. And that is why it's not a one size fits all. That is why what I may do may not work for you, right? And that's why as a coach, I can give you strategies and I can give you the foundation of how these things work. But at the end of the day, you need to test it out and see what works for you. Because I have clients who are in the exact same industry and they use completely, trust me, completely different strategies. And the reason they use different strategies is because their goals are different, right? Their ideal clients are also a little different. They have similarities and overlap, but some core things in their ideal clients are also very different, right? And they have the exact same business, right? So you have to understand that your marketing is about testing. It's about making sure that you are consistently doing the thing. Guys, 5 days is not enough time for you to make a real assessment of if something is working for you. Not even 2 weeks. It's not going to give you a good assessment of if something is working. Test it out. If you are promoting something for 3 weeks, if you're promoting a new program or you're launching a product or, you know, launching a subscription or a membership or something, promote it for 3 weeks. Be consistent, but promote it in different ways. Do videos, send emails about it, write a blog about it, you know, do a really good visual that you can share, do a poll about it as well, and, you know, interact with your audience in different ways, right? And at the end of the 3 weeks, you can then look back and say, okay, this video got, or this video message, or this video time, or this video day got the most traction, or this email got the most open rates and the most clicks, right? Click-throughs, right? You have to do that on a consistent basis. And then when you launch the other thing, then you do it again and you mix it up again, because you are still testing to see what works for you. Yes, makes sense? It is not a one-size-fits-all, guys. Marketing is a marathon. It is not a sprint, right? And you know when you're running a marathon, you don't just run off the block at the highest speed. You build that momentum. You build that momentum until you reach the finish line. Because if you have to go around that track 10 times, right, you just want to build a steady momentum. You want to build a steady momentum. And that is what you're doing in your business as well, by being consistent, by showing up frequently, by, you know, continuously providing your audience with valuable information that they need, by engaging with them and asking them questions, by inspiring them, motivating them, and educating them about the solutions that you are providing for them. Does it make sense, guys? Let me know in the comments if it makes sense. And if you have any questions, as usual, ask me in the comments and I'll be glad to answer them for you. I want you to wrap your head around it. And it does not have to be hard. It does not have to be complicated, right? And this is the reason I say to you, when you're doing your marketing, you don't have to do everything at one time. You don't have to employ all strategies. Choose 3 strategies that you can implement in your business. Make sure that those strategies are connected, because you can't do your email marketing in isolation. You cannot do your social media marketing in isolation, right? You can't do your video marketing in isolation. You can't do your content marketing in isolation. Whatever strategies you have chosen for your business, they have to support each other, right? And that's why I say to you, marketing is a combination of activities that you do together to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So it's not just, well, I'm going to do email marketing and all I'm doing is email marketing. More than likely, you're not going to get the traction that you want. Or all I'm going to do is social media marketing. And when I say social media marketing, just posting on social media, you're not going to get traction. You're also not just going to get traction if all you're doing is video as well. They all have to tie in together. So when I am doing any program or I'm promoting any special theme or topic that I really want to resonate, I write blogs about it. I do emails, I do videos, as well as do post about it, because they all support each other. Because you remember, your audience is at different stages of the buying process, as well as your audience consumes information differently. So some parts of my audience love these videos and will sit and binge watch my videos, right? And some people don't have time for the videos, right? So they prefer, when they're scrolling through, to read something really quickly and then make a decision based on that. A certain part of my audience don't ever see any of my social media posts, because I'm not running ads. They don't see any of my social media posts, right? But they get my emails, so they know what's going on through my emails, right? So the strategies that you choose, they have to tie into each other, right? And we spoke about repurposing your content, so you don't have to rewrite everything every single time. So if you write a post on your social media, you can use that as a video as well, and then you can still take that post and share it as an email as well, because your audience might see it in different ways. And even if they are seeing it on all platforms, so they saw the video, they listened to the video, they saw the post, and they got an email, even better, because it means that you are reiterating this point to them. And the fact is that most people need to see a message 5 to 7 times before they make a decision to buy. 5 to 7 times, guys. That's why when you are doing your marketing for whatever you're launching or whatever you're putting out there, you can't just announce it once. You can't just announce it on Monday when you have energy, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you say nothing about it, because they need to see it at least 5 to 7 times before they make a decision to buy. That is how the human psyche works, right? That's the psychology of selling, which is tied into your marketing and how you persuade people to know, like, trust you, and ultimately buy from you 5 to 7 times. So think about that. Whatever you're putting out there right now, whatever you're marketing to your audience right now, have you shared that information with your audience in different ways at least 5 to 7 times so far? If the answer is no, it means that you are missing some steps. It means that you have some work to do, right? 5 to 7 times, guys, even with your emails, 5 to 7 times. It doesn't mean you have to email people back to back to back 5 to 7 days, but it means that you have to be realistic about how your marketing strategy is going to work for whatever you're putting out, right? 5 to 7 times, guys, different ways. Test it out. Change your subject headlines, change your call to action, choose different types of images instead of just designing one flyer and putting it out there. Choose different images of yourself that you want to use to support whatever it is that you are sharing with your audience. You understand what I'm saying? I've been talking about marketing for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and every day I come on and I share a different aspect of marketing. I'm sending emails that are sharing different aspects of marketing. My blogs are sharing different aspects of marketing. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing videos for the last 2 weeks. I've been doing posts for the last 3 weeks. I've been sharing images of myself, plus sharing images that we designed for you, so that you've been hearing about this more than 5 to 7 times already. And that is what you have to get a grip on with your business, guys. Marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You would not see the results overnight. You have to be patient but consistent, and frequently show up to your audience sharing valuable information. And you also have to spend time testing out what works for your audience. So let me give you another example of testing out. Some people say whenever you're going to sell or whatever, you need a landing page, and you know you need all these good things. sometimes you don't. Right? I have found with my audience, a landing page doesn't really do anything for me. So I don't really spend a lot of time creating a landing page. Somebody else, another business coach, might tell you, well, you need to have a landing page because the landing page is where you convince them more about how great you are, and you know, share your testimonials and that kind of thing. That can work for other business coaches, but I don't find that works for me, right? But how I found out it doesn't work for me is because I tested it out. I tested that out for at least 6 months. Different types of landing pages, different lengths of landing pages, different formats of landing pages to figure out what works for me and what didn't work for me. And at the end of the day, I did programs with landing pages. I did programs without landing pages. And the truth of the fact is, most people bought from me without a landing page. More people bought when I had no landing page, right? So you have to figure out what works for you. But in order for you to figure it out, no coach can tell you that. No guru can tell you that. They can lay the foundation for you, which is what I'm teaching you. I'm going to lay the foundation for you. But you have to test it. Unless I'm doing the marketing for your business, then that's a different story. But you have to test it for yourself, right? And once you test it, then you can make an informed decision about which one of these strategies works specifically for me and my audience. So guys, you need to be patient. I hope that this makes sense to you. I hope you understand where I'm coming from, and I hope that this information helps you to move forward to implement the strategies that you need, the marketing strategies that you need in your business to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Whether that's 100 people on your list to 500 people on your list, whether that's getting one sale to getting 10 sales over the next month, right? It is a marathon. Take your time, but be consistent and test out your strategies. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.